presenting.
Rolling.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, my folks. Hope all is well with you. Many of us were shocked and stunned when we saw the injury of Louisville's Kevin Ware in the basketball game on Sunday. It was a gruesome sight. But there was an article yesterday that David Sirota wrote on Salon.com that is stunning, that shows you the underbelly of the NCAA and what happens with players. And my good friend Nui Scruggs, who's a NBC sports anchor in Dallas, also host of his own radio show on the NBC Sports Radio Network, tweeted this out. And I said, man, let's talk about it. And he joins us this morning. Hey, Nui, in this article, Sirota lays out some interesting stuff. He said that potentially, it's not that Louisville says that this could happen, but potentially, because of the NCAA rules, Kevin Ware could very well have his scholarship revoked, as well as be responsible for a significant amount of his own medical expenses.
One thing a lot of people don't realize, Ro, is that this is not a scholarship for 4 years that's guaranteed. It is a one-year renewable scholarship. And Rick Pitino has run off kids before. When I covered USC, he had a kid named Roderick Rhodes, who all of a sudden was a highly recruited kid out of Jersey who's gone from Pitino's Kentucky team and, you know, kid transferred out to USC. Just kind of, you know, didn't work out. So I don't think Kevin Ware, Roland, will be – his scholarship will be revoked because this has been such a national story. But
right.
Look, he suspended the kid earlier this year where they had words, and Kevin Ware wasn't exactly happy with his playing time with Rick Pitino. So these two have had a history, but I think it would be so publicly embarrassing if Pitino yanked this kid's scholarship.
Now, but again, your point about, and we've talked about this beforehand, when you talk about these so-called four-year scholarships, yes, they are one-year grants in aid. And in fact, Louisville actually voted against multi-year scholarships. And again, they're one of the most profitable schools in college basketball.
Look, I tell you, you go to Oregon, and a good buddy of mine, you and I know, Larry Lundy, was talking to me about how Oregon had recruited a bunch of these kids out of Texas, and all of a sudden, after 1 or 2 years, they decided they weren't a good fit. And now these kids are back here in Texas trying to find another school to go to. So, look, it happens all the time. And when these coaches switch, when they switch them out, all of a sudden the new coach comes in and says, you know, you don't exactly fit my defense. You're not the kind of kid I would give a scholarship to. And that's something a lot of folks don't know, is how dirty this game can be for these kids. But it's not a renewable scholarship. There's no guarantee the coach is going to love you next year and want you back.
Now, let's talk about the cost, the injuries, the amount of money here.
Yeah, because here's what stuck out with me, that David Sirota story. The headline says, Will Ware be stuck with the bill? You mean the medical bills?
Yes. In the article here, the NCAA has a catastrophic injury insurance program, Nui, but it has a $90,000 deductible. And according to the National Collegiate Players Association, that if it's defined that you don't lose a limb or motion in a limb, they could say that's not catastrophic injury.
And you have to pay.
And, you know, this is one where thankfully,
not
Kevin
the school.
Ware's, it's cruel, but thankfully Kevin Ware's injury happened on national TV and everyone saw it. I feel bad for the kid who's at some Division II school and nobody sees it. That kid gets stuck. But Kevin Ware's lucky. He will be taken care of. But kids out there,
they don't have medical insurance for these players?
Up to a certain amount. And in fact, Tom, there's a
$90,000 deductible.
There's a New York Times article that Sirota linked to that lays out, there was a young woman who played at Colgate University who piled up $80,000 in medical bills after injuring her back and legs training on the crew team.
And they stuck out with the bill.
Yes, another player didn't even realize 6 years after he had an injury there were $1,800 in unpaid medical bills. And we see this all the time, Nui. So people somehow think, oh, it's like the military. Oh, you got injured in the military, so you can always go to the VA hospital and be taken care of forever. No, these players oftentimes have to incur these costs.
Is that why they sometimes take these insurance policies out on these kids in order to have something in the event of
right.
an event of something like Kevin Ware had?
Nui?
Yes, they do. And then, you know, once again, the sad thing for me is, especially for us, we've got a lot of us making a lot of money for other people out there, and all they want to say is, hey, here's a one-year renewable scholarship. The NCAA could be a dirty game.
$780 million is what the NCAA receives a year in terms of their television contracts. That's what their business is a year, $780 million, and they say they care about student athletes.
Wow.
Great piece by David Sirota in Salon.com.
Will Ware be stuck with the bill? That's the headline. Wow.
What would happen to him if he couldn't play at all? Would they take care of him for a while? And then
we don't. Problem is
they're going to take the scholarship. That's
you don't know. I doubt Louisville would do that because, as Nui said, it's so public.
Yeah,
but the problem
is
they've done it before.
Yeah,
they've done it before. Other schools have done it before.
They may not do it to this kid because it's on national television.
Yeah, this is a game that we'll never forget having seen that.
Nui Scruggs, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Good job,
Roland.
Thanks,
Mr. News.
All right, Ruth.